This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Navy says video shows an Iranian patrol boat removing an unexploded limpet mine from the hull of one of two tankers attacked in the Gulf of Oman Thursday. Friday, President Donald Trump issued a warning to Tehran on the Fox News program Fox and Friends. He said the United States is not taking the attacks lightly.
Iran did do it, and you know they did it because you saw the boat. I guess one of the mines didn't explode, and it's probably got essentially Iran written all over it.
Trump said Iran has been weakened since he won the U.S. presidency, but remains a threat. Both ships were struck at dawn Thursday by what U.S. military officials believe were mines. Also on Fox and Friends Friday morning, President Trump reversed course over whether he would report any foreign interference in a political campaign to U.S. law enforcement. He said he would certainly look at information presented by a foreign power, but he'd report it as well.
Of course you have to look at it, because if you don't look at it, you're not going to know of it. It's bad. How are you going to know if it's bad? But of course you give it to the FBI or report it to the Attorney General or somebody like that.
Trump said in an interview with ABC News earlier in the week he would accept assistance from a foreign entity looking to interfere in U.S. politics, saying there was nothing wrong with it. Israeli jets hit Hamas bases in Gaza Friday in response to a rocket fired into southern Israel that damaged a Jewish theological seminary. Israel said it struck several targets in Gaza, including what it says was a terrorist tunnel, in response to Hamas rocket fire late Wednesday. Another rocket was launched into southern Israel late Thursday. The Hamas rocket fire was an apparent response to Israel putting Mediterranean waters off limits to Palestinian fishermen. This is VOA News. The Trump administration hopes to soon conclude a deal with Guatemala that would block Central Americans from seeking asylum in the U.S. VOA has obtained an unsigned copy of a 7-page draft White House agreement that would establish a, quote, safe third country protocol between the U.S. and Guatemala. Debate over a law in Hong Kong that would allow extradition to China has triggered massive protests and violent clashes between police and protesters. Censors in China working to scrub the internet and social media of any discussion of the rallies and the fierce debate the extradition law has triggered. Meanwhile, Hong Kong's former chief secretary, Aung San Chan, takes a positive view of this week's protests, saying citizens are deeply worried about the new legislation under the discussion.
First thing to say about that march is that it shows the Hong Kong spirit at its best. But what the people are attempting to tell this government is that we are very worried about the consequences of passing the extradition bill, because no one will feel safe even in their own beds after passage of this bill.
Following the clashes Wednesday, hospital authorities say at least 72 people were injured. Part of a bridge collapsed over a river in South China's Guangdong province early Friday. Surveillance footage shown on China Central Television shows two cars falling into the river as the bridge collapsed. Chinese media report one person was rescued by a security guard close by, while the search continues for other potential survivors. The cause of the bridge collapse is under investigation. Sudan's ruling military council has acknowledged it ordered the June 3rd attack on protesters in Khartoum that left dozens of people dead. Meanwhile, talks between the council and opposition parties on forming an interim government appear to be stalled again. Mohamed Al-Amin has more from Khartoum.
It appears the Transitional Military Council, TMC, and Opposition Alliance of the Forces of Freedom and Change, FFC, have reached a new standoff in their talks on an interim government. A leading member of the FFC, Medani Abbas, emphasized the opposition wants an independent investigation of the June 3rd raid, redeployment of military forces outside Khartoum, and a transfer of power to civilians. We told the Ethiopian Prime Minister during our meeting last Friday that we totally rejected any kind of direct talks with the TMC unless it's on the procedural ways of handing the power to the civilian authority. Mohamed El-Amin for VOA News, Khartoum.
The top U.S. diplomat to Africa said Thursday in Khartoum the U.S. also wants to see a transfer of power to civilians. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.